Where do you want to start with the footy discussion this morning? In Tasmania? Because you seem to be very confused about what's going on down there in Tasmania at the moment.
Well, I'm fascinated that I've made a few indirect inquiries, nothing that I can quote anyone on.
Right.
The AFL clubs were fully expecting to be furnished with a detailed report on Tasmania so that they can vote. They thought they would have the report in their meaty hands so they could pore over it with their directors and whoever else they need to make an informed decision. We were told that this decision would be made in August. We're now on the 11th day of August. Nothing. Well, that's from my man. I don't know whether there's any.
Zero, he's saying, is he?
Nothing has come across the desk from the AFL in regard to into the 19th licence being in Tasmania.
Okay, but then this is the Premier down there in Tasmania talking yesterday, Jeremy Rockliffe.
The bid we've put forward does not include the stadium. We're working through aspects of the stadium as we speak, including, of course, our feasibility study, which we've committed to as well.
Well, if they're not worrying about the stadium, then push on and give us all the other details of the bid. Not ask, the clubs.
But maybe the AFL have things that they haven't then necessarily passed on to all the club directors and people.
The AFL haven't passed anything on.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I understand.
Well, that's what you're saying, that they haven't passed anything on. Yeah. So they have zero to actually look at the moment.
Federal Labor Infrastructure Minister, Catherine King. So from a federal point of view, she said the priority was to land the 19th licence. Focus on building the stadium. So there's some support from the federal government. So I don't know. It's just strange to me. I would have thought, given that they said that this vote would be had in August, that you'd need at least a few weeks to pore over all the information and detail and data.
Mm.
So nothing. That's what
there's
I'm
told. Something going on there, isn't there?
Well,
there's a stalling. There's a reason behind that stalling.
I'm a supporter. I'm supportive of the notion, but it sounds like. And again, this is a very naive. All I know is that they haven't got the info. That's what I'm told.
Yep.
It just sounds like it's amateurish is not the word. But if you had everything, all your ducks in a row and ready to go, you go bang, here it is. And any questions, we're ready to go.
You're a lot smarter than me.
No, is
there some connection here between, say, the broadcast rights not reaching an agreement in any way, and the AFL not prepared to push forward on the Tasmanian bid until they actually have some more understanding and information about what that broadcast rights might be beyond the next 2 years? Do you think that's connected in any way?
Well, why you would know that when you started to put an August timeline on everything.
Yeah, but they thought that they might have the broadcast rights deal done by this time as well.
Well, tell us that. So listen,
they don't have to tell us that.
Well, yes, they do. We said that we were going to have information out to all the clubs in August so that we could have a vote on this Tasmanian licence before the final start. But I can tell you now we've got a little stone in our shoe about the broadcast rights. We thought it would get done so we can push that back.
Yeah. Okay, but it wouldn't be unreasonable to think that that might be the case, would it be, that has happened?
Say that again. I'm talking to the producer.
I know you're talking.
Alex Demon was a setup. Yes, he is, Luke. Thank you. Information came to me otherwise, but you are right. He's a setup.
My point is that in the thinking around all this and the divvying up of all the money that they might be able to gain the AFL, they've got AFLW, they've got a new agreement that they've got to sign with the players.
Yep.
They've got this all that stuff, right? And now you've got GWS too saying that they would like to see the return of Kohler up there in New South Wales to help them retain players. Like, there are a lot of things on their plate at the moment.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't be committing to anything until you knew where you're going to be in 7 years' time, which is effectively the next 2 years of the broadcast rights and another 5 years beyond that.
Yeah, but you would have anticipated that when you're starting to make noise about this licence. And I accept all of that. But you're not telling me that they're still waiting on some details of the other franchise team that's come in, the Giants, on whether or not they can pay outside a soft cap is holding up a potential 19th licence. You're not telling me that, surely.
Well, I'm telling you this. I think they got pushed around a little bit regarding the timeline on Tasmania, right? That wasn't necessarily of the AFL's doing at that time. It was a lot of conversation going around there. Tasmania were pushing that type of thing. So
didn't Gill say
they got led by the
answer?
Nose there in some way.
Didn't Gill say that we would have an answer in August?
Yeah, no, he did. But what I'm saying now is that wasn't necessarily, that whole announcement wasn't necessarily to a timeline that they probably projected.
Well, it's not being
back
communicated to club land is my indication anyway.
Okay. Well, I don't know where you think it's going to land.
I don't know. It's a, who would know? But it would appear some way off if they haven't even got the details out to the clubs.
But it's convenient also for the AFL if they want to stall the whole thing and Tasmanian government are saying, okay, no, this bid won't include a stadium.
Federal
but the AFL are saying, oh, yeah, but we want it to include a stadium.
The federal government's given it support.